Fear isn't a pleasant thing. When was the last time you were afraid? Think about it. How did you react? How might you have reacted differently looking back on it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Okay, so when was the last time that you were afraid? I mean, really afraid of something. Some financial crisis or relationship crisis or health crisis. Do you remember that feeling of fear? We don't much like talking about being afraid. In fact, we don't even like remembering that feeling of fear because, well, it's scary, right? And yet fear is something that we all go through at some point. It's a natural response to a threat. It's meant to keep us safe. My cat knows it really well. When she hears a loud sound, she jumps and runs and hides. I guess that's where the term scaredy cat comes from. But being constantly afraid of things that you can't control, well, that's no way to live your life. One of the things that strikes you when you read the Bible is the number of times that God tells us not to be afraid over and over again. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Don't worry, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I am your God. I will make you strong and help you." Why does God do that? Why does he tell his people, you and me, not to be afraid? It's because there's simply no need to be afraid if he is your God, because he will strengthen you, he will help you, he will hold you strong. After all, he's God, right? The next time you're confronted with fear, and there will be a next time, make no mistake, remember what God spoke into your heart today. Don't be afraid. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such power in God's word. I mean real power. Power to guard and protect your heart and mind when fear comes to attack you. Power to keep you safe and help you through those difficult times. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.